Again, thank you for letting us be here today, and we have asked as a group for Dr. Draper to just talk to you a little bit about who are Southern Baptists. And after his presentation, then we'll be open for the kind of dialogue that hopefully will be beneficial to all of us. Dr. Draper.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I thought it was interesting. He said, we have no plan. And then I'm sitting here with three pages of notes here. Well, I hope there's a plan somewhere in there. But anyway, I appreciate the vote of confidence. We do want to thank you for coming. Most of you know that my dad was the director of missions here in Texas for nearly 7 years in Marshall. And that was back when the Baptist General Convention of Texas decided to have district missions secretaries, they call them. Some of y'all can remember those days. And Daddy was one of the first ones to do that and had all of East Texas, all the way from Mount Pleasant, Pittsburgh, down to Longview, over to Louisiana, and that whole pocket there. And I have to tell you this. Some of you have heard me say this, because we invite you to come to Nashville, and we have an assignment to work with you. That's one of the reasons I was happy to be here, because we do work with the directors of missions across the country. But my mother lived with me. Most of you know my dad died when he was 52, and my mother lived with me for 32 years. And so when I told her that I was thinking about moving to Nashville, she said, don't go. And I said, why? She said, well, said your dad and I were in denominational service for 7 years. I said, yes, Mother, I know. She said, those were the darkest years of our lives. Now, you'll love this, though. And I said, why? She said, we belong to everybody, we belong to nobody. And you know she's right. You know, we can understand. I think we all feel a sense that I'll never get over not being a pastor. I mean, that's my heart, my love. And all of us, I think, in this room have a special affinity to know what it's like to belong to everybody and belong to nobody. And we also know what it's like to have plenty of stuff on your plate and you don't need something extra to do. But it is a great joy. Six of us who are presidents of the entities in the SBC are Texans. And so you're well represented by Texas, born, bred, and educated. And we're grateful to be back. So Harold Sellers over here, I made my public profession of faith as baptized in First Baptist Church Bay City. I'm going to get to preach down there, thanks to him, here in a few months. And then Randall over here, Truro, I wouldn't say he's lying, but I preached revival back in New Diana, Texas, in fact, two of them, back in the early 60s. He says he remembers them. Now, I don't know how anybody that young could remember something that far back. But anyway, we do thank you for coming, and we do want to be a time of just dialogue where we can just kind of talk to each other, and we want to respond. There have been many things said, and we'd like to just be able to answer for ourselves. If you have some questions, I did this a little. What the presidents asked me to do was to write down something. What is a Baptist? There's a lot of things being said about that, and a word out that, you know, are you an authentic Baptist or you're no longer an authentic Baptist? So I thought a lot about that, and let me just real quickly. These are things I jotted down, and I wanted to just share them quickly with you. The things that I believe are characteristic of a Baptist. And I want to say, first of all, the Baptist is an individual who has experienced salvation through personal faith in Jesus Christ. We don't believe in proxy salvation. Every individual has to come to that time in his life, her life, where he or she acknowledges their sin and comes to faith in Christ. Secondly, a Baptist is one who acknowledges the sufficiency of Scripture. We believe that the Bible is the Word of God without any error. That's the foundation of all that we believe. That's what Paul said in 2 Timothy 3, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And I think that's basic to who Baptists are and who they always have been. Third, a Baptist is one who acknowledges the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That's been a common topic here the last few months. A Baptist does acknowledge the Lordship of Jesus Christ. All of our worship and service centers in Him. Paul said in Colossians that Christ is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Now, so we recognize that, but we also recognize that the Bible testifies of Jesus Christ and is the source of our understanding of his person and his presence, his relationship with us. Anything that we teach about Jesus has to be consistent with what Scripture says about Jesus. E.Y. Mullins, I said in an article in writing this, I put down an article by E.Y. Mullins in our Encyclopedia of Southern Baptists. And someone said, well, he wasn't even alive, when that thing came out back in the 60s. But there is a wonderful article, several of them, in fact, about E.Y. Mullins. And this is what he says about Jesus Christ. He says, Jesus Christ is the crown of the revelation recorded in the Scriptures. In him, all is unifying. The Lordship of Christ is a fundamental Baptist teaching. In all our doctrine of the Bible, we seek to express the meaning of Christ as disclosed therein. Meaning, as disclosed in Scripture. And truthfully, there are only about four or five references to Christ outside of Scripture. So all of our experience with Jesus and about Jesus and conclusions about what Jesus did or said is based upon Scripture. Fourth thing is that we're Trinitarians. I won't take time to delve fully into that, but we believe that God is three in one, each one eternal. He is God the Father, He is God the Son, He is God the Holy Spirit. I'd love to go into more detail, but I think we all understand that very specifically. Five, we believe that, and I believe that a Baptist is one who recognizes the autonomy of the local church. Now, my daddy taught me that. My daddy pulled me aside one day when I was a teenager, and he was pastor in Park Memorial Baptist Church in Houston. Address was 1001 North Wayside in Houston. And he said, son, he said, Baptist headquarters is located 1001 North Wayside in Houston. And he said, I have an agreement with Dallas and Nashville. If it ever changes, I'm going to let them know. Now, I believe that. I believe that, listen, that every Baptist church is independent, local, autonomous. There is no such thing as the Baptist church. There are Baptist churches. But there's no such thing as the Baptist church. And while we believe that the Redeemer of all the ages somehow belong to the church, we know that most of the references to the church in the New Testament refer to local congregations. So we believe in the autonomy of the local church, that nobody has a hierarchy or authority over the local church. If you ask me my convictions about some things, I'll tell you. But if you ask me whether or not a church can do it, I'll tell you a church can do anything that jolly well pleases. Every church is autonomous, and we believe that. And we believe that God's given us two ordinances, the Lord's Supper and baptism. They're not sacramental. They don't bestow grace. They are done in act of obedience to Christ. Number six, a Baptist is one who believes in the command of the Great Commission, has a deep commitment to evangelism and world missions. That's really basic to who we are. Everybody's lost in this world until they meet Jesus Christ. And we believe that the Great Commission is given for us to be serious about. And we understand that our Lord Jesus Christ has the world on his heart. And if we're going to be with him, we have to have the world in our hearts also. Seventh, and I think it's very important, a Baptist is one who fully advocates and supports the cause of religious liberty and freedom for all. We believe that the church and state must maintain separate identities and functions for the good of both. And whenever historically religion has controlled the state or the state has controlled religion, both have been corrupted. And I think it's basic to who Baptists are. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't be involved in public life. It doesn't mean that Christians can't participate in public service. Certainly individual Christians and institutions need to seek to influence government at every level in every legitimate way, but they are separate entities. And Baptists have always been at the forefront on that. In fact, there's a Baptist preacher named John Leland who is credited with much of what we have in our early documents of this country. In fact, James Madison, by the way, there were others too, James Manning of Rhode Island College, now Brown University. In the ratification of the United States Constitution, Madison was a moving force, and some of you remember that when Madison died, one of the people who spoke at his funeral said, and I quote, "The credit for adopting the Constitution of the United States properly belonged to a Baptist clergyman, formerly of Virginia, by the name of Leland." We have always been at the forefront in believing in religious freedom and the separation of church and state in that sense. We've been very much of that. Now, these things are basic. There are a lot of other things we could say we convictions, but I think these are essentials. But I do think there's a distinctive of Southern Baptists, and that is cooperation. cooperation. You know, the natural question is, after what is a Baptist is, well, what is a Southern Baptist? And we do, I believe, as Southern Baptists, embrace all of the essentials that that I've mentioned. As I said, there are many other convictions. But the real distinctive is our cooperation. What we do together. And what we do voluntarily together. Doc Sullivan, my predecessor, several times removed, used to talk about a rope of sand, strength of steel. Nobody makes us do anything. And we do it together. Because we choose to do it, and we want to be united in our cooperative effort as far as possible. Now, again, E.Y. Mullins in the Encyclopedia of Southern Baptists has an incredible statement. I'll read it, and then I'll be through. He says, "The one sure and certain road to agreement among all Christians is obedience to the New Testament teachings in all matters of doctrine, polity, worship, and life. To seek unity of view on any other basis is, in effect, an effort to uproot the fundamental principle of evangelical Christianity, which is the finality and the authority of the Bible. Loyalty to the Bible would very soon destroy any form of unity otherwise established. For Baptists, then, it seems a hopeless undertaking to seek unity of view on any other principle. If the Bible is final and authoritative, why set plans of unity based on expediency or mutual concession of vital teachings? They can only be roundabout paths to new issues so long as the Bible remains authoritative and final. Baptists long and pray for complete agreement among Christians of all names. They are second to none in their desires in this direction. They especially desire that it be accomplished on a stable and lasting basis. They firmly believe that the Bible alone is such a basis." And so I believe that Southern Baptist distinctive is cooperation, and the hope of our cooperation is that we rally around the Word of God. I believe these essentials and this distinctive quality of Southern Baptist reveals a pattern that uniquely describes a Baptist. We are a believers, church, who voluntarily cooperate around the authority and sufficiency of God's Word in all matters necessary to life in Christ. And that's kind of who we are as Baptists. Now, I want you to know that we, as the leaders of the entities of the SBC, believe that. And we want to be held accountable to that. And that's what today, as Doc Chapman has said so vividly, that, you know, we don't have an agenda. There's been a lot of questions raised, and if you have questions, we would like to be able to respond to them. And again, thank you for taking time to come and giving us this opportunity.